Net and Roku. Let us pray so we can begin. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for this great and wonderful day that you have made. We've already chosen to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you for our apostle who's constantly pouring out his life. There's nothing like this school, Father, and we're thankful for it because you have allowed him to establish this school, number one, so we can learn how to function in the Spirit. Many of us have been believers for 15, 20, and 30 years, and we have not learned the ways of the Spirit. So we thank you for sending us a man after your own heart who's willing to pour his life into our lives so that our lives can be the better for it. So we bless him. We bless the royal family. We thank you for everything that he has done and established. And may we function in the Spirit even as he does. And we praise you for that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Well, turning your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, one of the things I think that we could see happening many of you call him Pastor Thompson, but our apostle, one of the things that we understand about apostolic ministry is that its intent and purpose is to bring us back to God's original plan. Y'all understand that? And so I think what we have done is we have minimized the work of God the Holy Spirit in the earth realm. Minimized. We put a lot of emphasis here and a lot of emphasis there, but let's make no mistake about it. There is no moving in the Spirit, and there's no moving in the supernatural apart from the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, in your book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy, one of the things that the author noted was that we must have discernment in order to function in the supernatural. You got to have the spirit of discernment. Now, that comes through a process. Yeah, that comes through a process. You don't come here knowing everything. You have to go through a process. And so that process begins with, and I've been emphasizing this more and more, first of all, you can be born of the Spirit. We understand that. But to be born of the Spirit is not enough, right? We have to be filled with the Spirit, because being filled with the Holy Spirit, and one of the books that I've been teaching you out of is 70 Reasons Why Every Believer Should Speak in Tongues. And see, speaking in tongues is a spirit language, just like you know English, just like some people know Spanish. Speaking in tongues is not just speaking in tongues. What God is actually doing is developing you in your own spirit language so that what? You can supernaturally communicate with him. How many people you know can say, I talk with God in a language not known to me, but known to him, and I go into dimensions and realms I would never have entered except that spirit language brought me there. Y'all with me so far? Okay, so we have to, I'm putting a lot of emphasis. You heard Apostle talking about men who are called. I'm one of those men. You know, we pray every morning. Yep, 6 o'clock, I'm one of them. Amen. Sometime 4, sometime 3, sometime 2, it doesn't matter. You know, but I want everybody under the sound of my voice, you must develop your spirit language and your prayer life. Now, Jude 20, turn to it, then we'll come back to 1 Corinthians 14. Because remember, I said the first step is people are born of the Spirit, but you got to be filled with the Spirit. Because we have said that moving in the speaking gifts or the mouth gifts, is what ushers us into a deeper realm of the Spirit so that we can function in the gifts of revelation. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So it begins with speaking in tongues. So Jude 20 says what? Building up yourselves? But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul made an astounding statement. He said, I pray in tongues, more than all of you. Now think about that. He's talking to a whole church. A whole church that he preached out. He said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. So that told me something. Praying in tongues must be very important. Amen. For a man of God to tell you, I pray in tongues, that would be like your pastor walking up and say, I pray in tongues more than all. You got a church of 5,000 people. You go, oh my God, what is it? Because I think what Paul was trying to communicate was the importance. If you're going to function in the Spirit, you have to pray in the Spirit. Why? Because when you pray in the Spirit, you are building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the what? Holy Ghost. Now, in order to go farther, say go farther. Because most people are just satisfied with what? Speaking in tongues. And if you don't understand the purpose of speaking in tongues, you will camp out and say, well, I'm filled with the Spirit. I speak in tongues. I build up myself. I'm okay. But that's not it. There are deeper realms that we're going into. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 1 says, follow after charity and desire what? Desire what? All right, listen to me. You cannot function in spiritual gifts if there isn't a desire to do it. And in this generation, most of us have not been taught to desire spiritual gifts. It's kind of like God hand them out if he want to. Come on, y'all, come on. He hands them out if he wants to. So, you know, if you want the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge, you know, then if God chooses, I could say, to use you in that way, then he'll just do it. No, it don't work that way. You must desire. Now, you know, there's a way to create a desire for something, right? If I want you to be thirsty for water, I just run you around the track out there in the sun, at midday, and we're going to do 5 miles. I promise you that will create in you a desire to drink some water. And I know y'all, that example is wild. But you know, you won't be hungry. All right, now you think I'm going to make you go without food. No. If I want you to develop an appetite to really be hungry tomorrow, I tell you fast. Oh, now see, y'all don't want to talk. Because, watch this. How many times you go to work or any place and don't eat, don't really think about it. But the minute the man of God say, we fasting for 3 days. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, not only do you get a desire to eat, people start offering you food. You see? So I'm talking about, now watch God. God, see, apostle always say this. I like his opening on his broadcast, whether it's LeroyThompsonTV.com, EIWM. He say, this generation here is not, don't operate from the cutting edge because you're satisfied. You ain't hungry enough. You're not thirsty enough. We have to develop a hunger and a thirst. See, why? That hunger and that thirst going to cause you to be on the cutting edge. Because when you hunger and thirst, God said, if you're thirsty, I'm going to fill you. I'm going to satisfy. I'm going to quench that thirst. If you're hungry, for me, I'm the only one that can fulfill it for you. So Paul said, follow after charity, but I want you to desire spiritual gifts. And then we take the next part of this, and this is where we quit desiring spiritual gifts. Because he goes on to say, but rather that you what? Prophesy. So that's why, watch what I'm saying, most churches get excited about what? Prophecy. If it's just a word of exhortation, they say, oh, he prophesied to you. No, he was exhorting you. You understand what I'm saying? We try to put everything in the category of prophecy because we're excited about prophecy. But Paul said desire spiritual gifts. Prophecy will lead you into all of them. Don't be afraid of them. Speaking in tongues will lead into all of these. Are you listening? All right, now watch what he says. He says, but rather that you may what? prophesy. Now, but there's a reason why. For he that speaketh in a what? Unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, unknown to you, known to God. This is our spirit language. This is how we communicate daily with God. This is how we discover things that we cannot know intellectually, educationally, naturally. How do we do it? By speaking in that unknown tongue, that spirit language. For we're speaking not unto men, but unto who?
God.
All right. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. See, this is where your direction come from. Most people are looking for divine direction. You know what belong to you? Do you know what really belongs to you as a believer? You cannot get what belongs to you except you get in the realm of the spirit. And it begins here with what we're talking about. Now go to 1 Corinthians 2 because I want you to see this. See, 1 Corinthians 2. All of the epistles talk about functioning in the spirit. All of the epistles. 1 Corinthians 2:9. You know, we want the things that God have for us. Is that right?
Yes,
but there's a way to get there. 1 Corinthians 2:9, you got it? What does it say?
But as it is written,
I had not seen,
neither have ear heard,
neither have it entered into the heart of man.
Now
watch this. The things that God hath prepared for them that love him. How many of you love God?
Yes.
All right. Then if you love God, there are things that have already been prepared, tailor-made, just for you.
Yes.
Now that sounds good, but they're in the realm of the spirit. And you have to be able to go there to move them from the spirit world to this natural world. That's supernatural. Are you with me? Now watch what I'm about to show you. We always talk about faith. But faith is the substance of. Faith is a spiritual commodity that gives us the right to purchase something out of the spirit world and bring it over into this natural world. Are you with me? But it's not just purchasing anything. It's the purchase of specific thing. The things that God has prepared for you. See, I don't get what God prepared for Apostle Thompson. I get what God prepared for me. If I try to get what God prepared for him, I'm going to miss it. Because what God have prepared for him, he's witness spirit in God. And we must learn to do the same thing. So in 1 Corinthians, we're talking about functioning in the spirit now. You know, we're not in this class to excite you. We're talking about functioning now. Function require you got to do something. You know, people get inspired. Oh, he is a great preacher and a great teacher. What is it producing for you? What happened when you left? Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you. I cannot impart that which I have not first received. Do you understand that? In other words, God couldn't establish this school if Apostle Thompson hadn't received something from him to impart to us. Y'all with me? Well, how did he get it? In the realm of the spirit. But I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things. Faith is the substance of?
Things.
Faith is the substance of?
Things.
All right, so the things that faith is the substance of can only be revealed to you when you get over here in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Come on. Finish reading what it says.
Which God had prepared
for them that love him. There we go. But God, but God hath revealed them unto us by his what? By his what? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of our born again, recreated human spirits. All right. How do children learn how to talk? Well, y'all like this is a mystery. They listen to you. Now, you know, y'all hear them children. Just because a child going, bah, 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 that don't mean what that child is trying to tell you. See, actually, children, their vocal cords are just not developed enough so they can say what they want to say. So, you know, you think you're talking googly. That child probably look at you saying, I ain't saying that stupid stuff you telling me. Hell, I'm trying to repeat what you're saying to me. You know, no, really, you understand what I'm saying? And so we up there like, you know, we talking a baby language. Then baby saying, Then baby says, I've been hearing you talk since I've been in this womb. So the only reason I can't communicate with you is because, you know, my vocal cords are not developed. I told you the first words out of my son's mouth was not daddy. Wasn't even mama. He had been watching that commercial about that Ford truck talking about like a rock. And one day sitting with his grandmother in front of the TV, he said, like a rock. All right, why? He heard that so much. Now watch what I'm about to tell you. When you pray in your spirit language, that is the Holy Spirit teaching your spirit how to talk in the spirit so you can communicate with God, so God can impart unto you the things that he has already prepared for you. So if you think being filled with the Spirit is for Pentecostals, you need a revelation. Every child of God has a divine right to speak to their daddy for themselves. Y'all not talking to me. For myself. See, apostle is leading us to God, not to him. But he is saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Right. I'll put it another way. I can't get to God trying to push him on the side. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? Okay. Now, no, but God had revealed them. God had revealed the things that belong to us by his spirit. Right? But that comes through seeking and pressing and praying in the Holy Ghost. Because there's something God is trying to separate you from. Y'all better fasten your seatbelts. Your natural intellect. You heard Apostle said, and I was a very smart young man. Yes, sir. Amen. I made A's in school. He can tell you, my mama never sit down with me. My father never sit down with me. My sisters and brothers never sit down with me to do homework. I was self-motivated. And I was an A student. But boy, when you come up in here, you can't use that stuff. Mind and intellect don't work in the realm of the spirit. Because God tell you do goofy stuff. And get things done that you couldn't get done in 30 years of trying. For example, I needed $100,000 to finish the church building where I was. To complete it. That was during the time God introduced me to the ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson. You ready for this? You want to tell me what God told me? God said, send him $10,000. Now, I wasn't trained in the spirit. So you know what I told God? You done lost your mind. Because he's a multimillionaire. I need $100,000. Now, you telling me to send can you add, multiply, subtract, and all that stuff? Because right now I'm hurting. I'm trying to get my church off the ground. We're trying to go somewhere. And here you are telling me to send him $10,000 when he's standing up there telling me he's a multimillionaire. He's flying all over the world. Let him fly some money down here then. God said, no, I sent you to this meeting to meet him. Y'all listening to me? Now, I told you that's in the realm of the spirit. See, God has some stuff prepared for me. And spoke to me and sent me to a minister's conference that I thought I was going to become a part of another man's in a team. Dr. Creflo Dollar, you know him. I was getting ready to sign up with ICM. I got all the paperwork and everything. Never got to it. Because God said, that's your daddy right there. I'm trying to show you. Praying in the spirit to get you here. Make you do unusual things. Now let me finish going here. Because, hold up, rewind. Because there's something I wanted to get to you. They don't know where I'm from. No, I was talking about something I was saying. Yeah, the natural intellect. Thank you so much. See, we get lost out there. See, that natural, that trained mind, educational mind. This is why God, this is why this is so supernatural. The Bible says, now we back in 1 Corinthians 14, that's your assignment. The Bible says, when I pray in the spirit. Find that verse. Is that 1 Corinthians 14, 12? Somewhere up in there. He said, when I pray with my spirit.
What is it then?
What is it then?
I will pray with
what verse?
Spirit.
What verse is that? Verse 15. Watch what Paul say. What is it then? I will what?
Pray with the Spirit.
I will pray with the Spirit.
And I will pray with the understanding also.
And I will pray with the understanding also.
I will sing with the Spirit.
I will sing with the Spirit.
And I will sing with the understanding also.
That's not it. I want the one way you say when I pray, when my spirit pray, my mind no understand. Let me find it. Let's see. I'm getting there. Yeah. It's 14. It's okay. It's okay. 1 Corinthians 14, 14. This is so important. If you miss this, you're gonna miss the whole class. Because this is the secret right here. Most of our praying, we try. How many of y'all know we always got it figured out in our mind how God's going to do something? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. How many of y'all know we already got it figured out? Huh? We know who God's going to use to prophesy, how it's going to work. Yeah, we done mapped it all out. And then after we done mapped it all out, it don't happen nowhere near what we thought. Now watch what I'm about to show you. Paul said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Now, the Amplified translation say, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me is doing the praying. See, watch this. If I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, right? And the Bible says, and I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave me the utterance, then I don't lose the utterance when I'm speaking in tongues. Because it's the same Holy Spirit that's constantly giving me what to say. He's the one prompting me what to say. That's why the more you pray in the Spirit, you start developing a prayer language. Why? Because you start hearing stuff that you hadn't heard and you start praying it. Because he's constantly building you, constantly teaching you. All right? So it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my is what?
Is
in other words, my mind. And that's a good thing. Because now you can't jack it up. See, you can't mess it up. Because if you go back into your natural mind, you're going to mess it up. So God say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cause them to pray in code. I'm going to cause them to pray in mysteries. Come on now. But mysteries are made to be revealed. God's secrets are made to be revealed. Well, who reveals them? The Holy Spirit. Because he's a revelator. He's the one who gives you direction and shows you which way to go, which path to take. Romans 8, 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, how am I going to be led by the Spirit of God? I begin to be led by the Spirit of God. The more I pray in the Spirit, the more I hear his voice, the clearer it becomes. Now, all of a sudden, I get direction on the inside. He tell me to do something I wouldn't regularly normally do. Well, that will mess with my natural mind. Come on now. You think that was the only time I ever ran into that situation? I have proof. See, all right, I got in another, well, it was the same situation, but I called up a young man on the phone because, you know, I'm in this building project. And I'm talking about needing all his money to get the building done. Guess what he asked me? Did you sew for it? Guess what I did to him? I cussed him out on the phone. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. No. Some of y'all going to. No. In other words, when he said, did you sew? I went completely silent. Now, watch what happened. Then here come my natural intellect. I'm always sewing. I just sent the man this. I just did this. God didn't ask me that. God asked the man the question. He said, just ask him, did he sew? Did you sew for the $100,000? Oh, my God. No, y'all didn't catch it. If you ever sow in your natural mind and you think that's it, then God can never get the rest out you. Because you already done made up in your mind when you sowed that, that was it. Sowing is not an event. It's a lifestyle. And you learn that as you begin to pray and develop in the spirit. Am I helping you? All right. So he that prayeth in an unknown tongue is not speaking unto men, but he's speaking unto God. But his mind is unfruitful. His mind cannot comprehend it because they are spiritually discerned. The instructions from God are spiritually discerned. Prophets function as the Holy Spirit came up on them. All right, y'all in this class, all right, they went out in Bible days and they made some pottage, some stew, but they got the wrong herbs. They got some poisonous herbs, all right, which mean that the pot of stew was no good to eat. We can call it gumbo, all right? Now, you watch this. The prophet said, who said? The prophet said, put some dung in it. I wonder if you would eat that. Y'all know what dung is, right? I don't have to go that, huh? Y'all know what dung is, huh? You on the internet, you know what dung is. It's waste material. Now, I don't know but you. In your, why would God tell a prophet to say put dung in it? Don't you think God could have went and got a leaf, anything? Yeah. Dung? Because God wants you to understand, I'm all the time trying to break your mindset. I'll tell you to do, see, didn't the apostle say tonight, unusual. The spirit world is unusual. You can't comprehend what God is telling you to do. Here's a fisherman. You see, y'all take these stories lightly. These things happen. Here's a fisherman. Jesus take a fisherman who been fishing. This is his lifestyle. He never saw money in a fish mouth. Some of y'all think people just did stuff and had no thoughts about it. Your natural mind will give you fits when you got to move in the spirit, watch this, except you've been trained. And the only one can tame you is the Holy Spirit. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Now, I'm talking about tame you, because if you're talking about moving in the spirit, baby, you're going to have to, your natural going to be on, your natural in for a ride. Because God never tell you do nothing comfortable to you. That your giftedness is all. Matter of fact, can I be honest? He breaking down your giftedness so you can depend on him. Am I helping you in here? Do you understand what I'm talking about? See, you can't move to the next level till you get this level down. So when I pray in an unknown tongue, I'm praying unto God. I don't understand nothing I'm saying, but how being in the spirit, I'm speaking mysteries. The Holy Spirit now is developing me and training me. The more I do it, the stronger. Watch this. The stronger I get on the inside. You listening? Not only the stronger I get on the inside, but the clearer I start hearing his voice. Yeah. The more you spend time speaking in the spirit. I'm not talking about being a spiritual guru where people can't communicate with you. You know, you so in the spirit, you can't get your wife a biscuit. Wait, the Lord talking to me. I'm just trying to help y'all. You know, we can go overboard. But I'm telling you, getting where God can talk to you. You can hear him clearly because you're starting. I guarantee you this. The more time you spend with him, the more time you're going to want to spend with him. Okay? So Paul said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, what'd he say? My spirit prayed, but my what?
My understanding
is unfruitful. Didn't he say, what is it then? I will pray. I will pray with the Spirit by the Holy Spirit who dwells in me, and I will pray with my understanding also. Then he said, I will sing with the Spirit, sing with my understanding also. You can sing in the Spirit. You know, now there are times, and as you get out here, you will understand this, if you develop your prayer life, because everybody want to move in. How many of y'all know people get excited about gifts, but they don't desire them? They don't desire them, and they don't really believe that God wants to use you. Now watch this. Every single one of you in here, when you gather together, you can be taught to prophesy. You can be taught to move in the Spirit if you're not afraid, if you don't let fear intimidate you, if you're not ignorant. We've made spiritual gifts, y'all, like it's some, you know, some special spiritual people qualify for it. And others of us, you know, no. Every one of us have the right to desire spiritual gifts. Every one of us. And that should be your number one goal right now. Now let's go back up because there are a few other things I wanted to make sure that I covered. Let me see. I got to look at this clock. Okay, let's go back up, 1 Corinthians 14, because let's go back up to the second verse, because there's something I want you to understand. Now, the second verse say, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto who?
God.
For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh what?
Mysteries.
And we said mysteries are made to be what? Revealed. Mysteries are revealed by who? The revealer. The Holy Spirit. That's why you got to pray in the Spirit. Now, but he that what? Prophesied, speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Now, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself only, but he that prophesied edified the church. All right, so This is where we need to go, and this is why I'm here. We have a lot of people just, you know, want to pray in an unknown tongue or just speak in unknown tongues. What you have to understand is there's the only benefit to praying in tongues is you're building up yourself. It leads into all the other gifts if you start understanding. Because now, after you begin to seek God about interpreting what you're praying, you're going to move into another category. All right? Notice the writer said, you speak in an unknown tongue, you're just building up yourself. But if you prophesy, you had to find the whole church. Y'all got that? So Paul said, I would rather say a few words in a language that you know than to stand up here and just speak in a language none of you can understand. Because I have not accomplished anything. So what I need for all of you to do is not only desire spiritual gifts, not only be filled with the Spirit to pray in unknown tongues, but I need you to pray that God calls you to interpret. You want to know why? Because now you've moved. Remember that illustration I gave y'all about the silver dime? Huh? Dime is prophecy. Prophecy. You know, when I declare unto you what God says in a language known to you, you don't have to figure that out. You got that? When I say, thus says the Lord, or the word of the Lord came to me for you saying such and such, it's a done deal. Because you understood what I said, and you didn't have to do anything but just go ahead on with it. See, one thing about prophecy, you don't have to do nothing to make it come to pass. We got to get rid of the false prophets. People who prophesy to their emotions and their intellect. I don't believe in just telling people I got a word for you. If I tell you God said something, baby, you can go in on bank on it. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that, but that means your words should be very few. They should only be if God said. Now, let's not lie on God. If God didn't tell you to tell somebody something, you put in front of it and God said, you just lied. You just told somebody God told you to tell them something that God didn't say. So now you got somebody on a hope and a prayer. Now, look, I've seen too many people's lives wrecked with these gifts of the Spirit. Especially with the abuse of prophecy in the church. That's your husband over there. The man married to somebody else. How could that be your husband? Come on, talk to me. Y'all not talking. I've seen this in the church. People prophesy to people. I have firsthand information of failed relationships. Because somebody say, well, y'all too going. Matter of fact, I got to be real with y'all. They brought me in front of the church and they told me, they say, oh, we see you. You get married. And they picked out the girl name. That girl mad with me till this day. Now, why she won't speak to me, I don't know. But they did tell her. See, I had just got saved, just got to the church. And we had the speaking prophets over there. They prophesied everything. Thank you, sir. All right, now watch what I'm saying. They prophesied to this girl, telling her I was going to marry her. And they saw it in the spirit. And it was a bright vanilla girl. And this girl was bright and vanilla, but I never met her before. Now, the bright and vanilla girl that I was with, I haven't been dating her since the fifth grade, 10 years old. So, now how they got that mixed up, that was their issue. Because the vanilla person I married wasn't the one they prophesied to. And it's 2014, and that was 1979, and she still ain't talking to me. Now, y'all might think that's funny. But that's crushing. That's a crushing blow because you just injured a person and sowed discord and caused them to hate somebody else. All through abusing the gift of what you call prophesying. So be careful who you let speak into your life. Okay, now, prophecy is the silver dime, I said. But when you pray in an unknown tongue and ask God for the interpretation, now all of a sudden you're now prophesying. You got it? Yeah, because when you pray it in an unknown tongue and God starts revealing to you what you're saying. Now I got to say this too, because you know when the Bible talks about diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues, y'all have heard that? Diverse kinds of tongues, this is another speaking gift. Diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues is equivalent to prophecy. Y'all got that? Yeah, speaking in many languages unknown to you, and then God gives you the interpretation. Now everybody is edified. But it's not diverse kinds of tongues and translation of tongues. Oh, now see, y'all not let translation. In other words, translation like going from English to Spanish. No, interpretation of tongues mean I am interpreting what the Spirit means by the Spirit. Y'all understand that? I'm interpreting what the Spirit is saying. I'm not translating, I'm interpreting. There's a move of God going on. Someone speaks in tongues and God speaks to somebody else over here with the interpretation. So now tongues and interpretation equals prophecy and the whole church is now edified. That's why in services, people shouldn't just break out in tongues if there is no interpreter. Because all they did was jumped up and built up their inner selves. Are y'all listening? This, if you begin to desire these spiritual gifts like I'm telling you right now, then you will find in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues, praying in tongues lead you into all of them because he can use any one of them in you as he wills. And you don't get one, contrary to popular opinion. You don't get one. You can develop and pray and pray and pray until God begin to reveal them in you. And certain ones of those gifts, hopefully we'll get to that, is for certain ministry gifts. All right?
Yes, sir.
Well, time's up.